Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Tennessee Titans and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Wonderful day here filming this episode of the Tennessee Titans draft class. They got a lot of great players. I can't wait to talk more about it.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening to our podcast or watching live on our broadcast, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with us through all these years as we've done over 1,000 episodes of our live broadcast now and over 900 episodes of our podcast. So it's because of you that we're here every single week, busting it out, making sure that you have the best information you can about football. And that's just what we do. So thank you so much from us and our entire team to you for all of your sharing and talking to your friends and family, especially sharing via word of mouth, just telling them about it. Thank you so much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Tennessee Titans, how did we do on the draft class this year? How did we fare? And what do we think will happen with these kids?
Well, let's talk about it. So their first selection in round number one, pick 18, we all know they traded away A.J. Brown to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then right after, maybe in a couple of minutes, here we go with Treylon Burks, wide receiver, Arkansas, to replace him. Step in as that top receiver for this team. Explosive athlete. Like the pick here. One of the best receivers that was left on the board because we all know a bunch of them already got taken. Like I say, 6'2", 225. He's got some long arms, great instincts. And he can dominate in any contest situation. Like the selection here with Treylon Burks. We've talked a lot about him on the show. And I think he's going to fit in perfectly with this Tennessee Titans wide receiving core. Already off to a hot start. Then we're going to keep moving here. Round two, pick 35 overall. Cornerback out of Auburn University, Roger McCreary. McCreary's a very good player. A little bit undersized for him, though. But his arm length and his speed, physicality, athleticism, instincts, you name it, make up for a little bit undersized here. A really good player. Like I said, they have a lot of great corners already. Like I said, you have Christian Fulton, who was there last year. They got Caleb Farley in 21. So here you go to add to another stacked cornerback room here. I mean, you can put him in a bunch of different positions. If one of those guys is hurt or if they just need a break real quick, throw him in there and you will not lose any sleep over it whatsoever. Very good pick here in round two. Keep moving. Round three, pick 69 overall, Nicholas Petitfrere, offensive tackle from the Ohio State University. They have a pretty solid offensive line. He's going to be a little bit later in the depth chart. Like I said, he can play. He played left tackle and right tackle at Ohio State. Has his moment. Still needs a little bit of love. Still needs a little bit of training to get up to that high-end right tackle or left tackle position in the NFL. So it needs a little bit of work, so he'll be a depth piece this upcoming year, if I had to assume. But he does have great technique, but he doesn't have that elite skill of balancing quite yet. He's obviously a bigger guy. So some guys struggle with that balance, and that's what Nicholas just needs to work on just a little bit. But like I said, he can always slide to guard also. They might want to move him there. But like I said, not a bad pick, but wasn't too sure about this one. But they do have Taylor Lewin. His contract's up in a couple of seasons, so this might be the long game here. What they're playing with Nicholas Petitfrere. Moving into round three, pick number 86. A little bit of a shocker that this got dropped this low. We're going to go with the quarterback out of Liberty, a guy we've talked about a ton on the show, Malik Willis. Shocked he dropped this late. Well, people thought he was a first-round talent. Second round for sure. Third round? Apparently so. So like I said, you got Ryan Tannehill at the quarterback right now, an aging quarterback. And obviously this is your replacement here for the very long near future, you hope. Great athlete, amazing arm, probably the best arm in the draft, a lot of people assumed. And just a tremendous player, good decision-making, and a bunch of traits it's hard to teach. He's just naturally gifted. And once Tannehill decides to hang it up, or if his play drops a little bit, Malik Willis is right there to snatch that starting job and take it on home for the Tennessee Titans. They're hoping they got a lot of hype around this young man. And what a steal in round three. We're going to keep it moving to round four, pick 131 overall. Running back out of Michigan, Hassan Haskins. Good running back room. Obviously, you got, Derrick Henry. So now you're going to put Hassan Haskins, who's also a very good running back. Like I said, 6'2", 228, and he dropped to round four. He's got good size, good downhill ability, a solid running back. Like I said, they're going to know how to use this guy. He's going to be in a bunch of different packages. If Henry needs a break real quick after, rushing through five different defensive linemen, put him in there for a few snaps, and you will get a lot of production. Love the pick here with this Hassan Haskins. Then we go round four, pick 143 overall, tight end out of Maryland, Chigozum Okwuanu. And, hey, this guy, like I said, hard to pronounce his name, but we're going to learn it eventually because I think he can be a very good player. 6'2 and a half, 238, a little bit smaller for a tight end, but we're getting someone who is a really strong, got good speed as well, high-level run after catch, that rack player. So give him a few touches. Like I said, tight ends are primarily not your number one option, but with the with Robert Woods, with Treylon Burks, with that Tennessee Titans receiving core, you can throw it out to this guy, and he can get you a few yards when needed. He's got that good speed for a tight end, but it's gonna be interesting to see, since he is a little bit smaller, how he can get some work in there. But like I said, we'll see what he can do. Move on to round five, pick 163, another wide receiver, like I just mentioned, to add to that class, out of UCLA, Kyle Phillips. So like I said, you got Burks, you got Woods, and now you're going to get Kyle Phillips here. Later round pick in round five, and a slot receiver to the T, 5'11", 189 pounds. He's got good twitch, he's got good speed to him, he's got that burst that you want, and he can be a menace up the field, man, in the middle of the field. Whenever he gets a little bit of open space, it might be over for y'all. So good selection here in round five. Then we're going to go round six here, a couple more selections. Pick 204 overall, Theo Jackson, the safety, out of Represent the Vols in Tennessee. So Jackson, a sixth-round selection with the Titans, keeping it in Tennessee. Doesn't have to go very far. And here we go, 37-inch vertical, a nice broad jump, a 4.46 40-yard dash. So that lets you know he's got that speed. He also is not afraid to get physical as well and disrupt you at the point of attack, and has some very good depth in that safety room already. Like I said, late round pick, not going to see the field a whole lot this year if I had to guess, but you can definitely probably slide him in there a few times this season. And then the final selection, round six, pick 219 overall, Chance Campbell, linebacker out of Ole Miss University. Like I said, you've got a stacked linebacking core already. You got Zach Cunningham, David Long Jr., Monty Rice. And now you're going to get Chance Campbell, someone who might not get a lot of playing time this year, but perhaps next year you can get some work here. And guy who with the Rebels last year had a really good season. Not the best in pass coverage, so something he needs to work on. More of a pure athlete, great explosive ability. He's 6'2", 232. And you can definitely, I think, throw him on the special teams unit earlier or for this season and watch him just light people up and go to work, get on the field. And like I said, just be a little bit patient. Maybe next year he can get a few starts, a few snaps at the linebacking core. But just this year, they're too late. They got a lot of players there, and he's a little bit lower on the totem pole, being that late round pick, that last round pick for the Titans. But like I said, I like the selection overall. If I had to grade this Titans draft class, I will go with a solid A. I'll go with an A. I like this draft class. I was going to go A minus, but I decided to flip it once I was looking more into these guys. Just how they did in college and the potential that they have this upcoming season. So I think that the Titans knocked out the park. I'm surprised they got Malik Willis in the third round, and they helped out their defense with Jackson, like I mentioned, with Campbell. And then they got a bunch of more wide receivers and tight ends. They got a new running back. So they went super heavy. I like Roger McCreary as well. I think he's going to fit in nice. I think that overall the Titans did a bang-up job. I'm excited to see how they're going to do in 22. They have that, they're in that rare space right now, Jeremiah, of that small window of opportunity you only get every so often in the NFL to really make something happen. And, I mean, they have a really good team, a great coach with Vrabel. So I'm excited to see how these Titans are going to do, and especially how these new draftees are going to look in that Titans uniform this upcoming year, man. It's going to be nice to see, and I'm excited to see how they can produce. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching from home, thank you so much. This Titans class, this has got to be very exciting to see what's going to happen, especially with the Tennessee Titans having such an interesting end of their season last year, getting so close and really busting it out. We're really going to be excited to see what these draftsmen can do. So if you love our show, we want to hear from you. We love our live broadcast people, but we also love our podcast people. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you. Leave us a review or tell us your 5-star rating over on Spotify. Give us our, you know, a written review over on Apple Podcast, or just come and hang out with us over on anywhere else that you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Amazon or Google Podcasts, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or on the Believe Podcast Network itself. So thank you so much to all of our listeners. And please let us know where you listen from in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible breakdown of the Tennessee Titans NFL draft class. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.